Hello and welcome to this podcast, the first in October for planning and public policy for festivals and events. And as you'll be aware, we are in the midst of two linked topics, one being national level agencies and organisations, and the second being more kind of local level organisations and agencies. And as luck would have it, we have a second guest speaker coming in for the topic for lectures. This speaker is going to be here with us from City of Edinburgh Council. I'm very much looking forward to welcoming him to our class. And so over the course of his lecture, he'll be able to talk to us about what it's like from his perspective in terms of supporting people putting on events in the City of Edinburgh. Now, as we'll be aware from our discussions and maybe some of your reading, when it comes to the policy environment in which events take place, part of it takes place at a national level and then part of it is at a local level. We know that there are funding organisations at a national level and there are some funding opportunities at a local level. Perhaps even more important, at a national level, a lot of the laws of the land are set, are negotiated and are decided upon, but then they are actually enacted at a local level by local authorities. People like the speaker that we have coming along and his colleagues and people in similar positions in other local authorities across the land, across Scotland, England and much further afield as well. So I'm looking forward to hearing from him. This will be part of a kind of Edinburgh week, I suppose you could call it. And part of the intention there is to think about what it's like to be putting on events in the city, fine, but also what is happening within the events sector to have some degree of coordination, some degree of management and so on. Now, a key type of event here is going to be on the creative side. Festivals, creative industries, and people involved in trying to develop the industry from that side, from a creative industries perspective. So we're going to be having a look at some background to that, which I'll be presenting in the seminars. I'm also going to be encouraging you to spend some of the seminar time looking into one of three different documents, and all of these are already available to you through Moodle. So it's going to be a case of saying, well, look, we've heard what they have to say at the council perspective, but now what about the industry? What's the discussion going on here? So plenty of that to come. So some very full classes in topic four. This, of course, being the fourth of 12 different topics, if we include the revision sessions towards the end or the revision topic towards the end. So we are getting on with this module. It is happening. With that in mind, I look forward to seeing you in the classes in topic four. You will hopefully have picked up my message that I sent towards the end of last week on attendance. And I linked attendance with passing assessments, but also with learning stuff about this particular topic and the things we're covering this module. You know, I want you to be there. I want to see you there. I want you to be helping each other in terms of contributing to class discussions. And I'm going to keep banging that drum. Now, other things going on at the moment is that I've been asked to write the exam for our module. So who knows whether the topics we are discussing at the moment will have a particular influence on the way that exam plays out. But yes, just to let you know that over the next 2 or 3 weeks, that exam will be getting written. So I look forward to covering this particular topic with you. Yes, it's on local agencies, but it's also on local communities. And that's going to come through the guest speaker, but also some of the things that I bring in and you bring in through our seminars. So to a lot of extent, this is kind of, you know, this is real stuff. This is people putting on events in their local community and making them work. I look forward to seeing you all. I hope you're all having a good time. And that's about it. Bye for now. Bye.